Well, folks, here we are again. It's the end of another year. It's been a spectacular year for this music. If you put aside the number of records that you had to go through to find the really good ones. But we're here with the really good ones, performances and otherwise, for the year 2018. I'm Gary Walker.
I'm Rhonda Hamilton.
And I'm Bill Daughtry.
And here we are to share with you some of our top findings for the year 2018. We'll jump right into it. For me, at the wise old age of 14, is Joey Alexander. His recording Eclipse certainly did just that. It proved that he was here and the real deal. And we're going to listen to Joey and some of his members of his band, like Reuben Rogers on the bass, and drummer Eric Harland, who was just here recently with Ray Angry, coming here again with Joey Alexander. And it's interesting to note, born in 2003, how he referenced and chose the music of Lennon and McCartney is one of the picks for Eclipse. Listen to what they do with Blackbird.
Alexander, that's one of the recordings, Gary, I think we can all agree was one of the standout releases for this year, 2018.
Certainly.
And another one of the albums that stood out for me this year was the 25th anniversary project by the Diva Jazz Orchestra. Now, for one thing, it is hard for me to believe that it's been 25 years since this orchestra was founded by Stanley Kaye. And Stanley Kaye was a great friend and a really super talented guy, a wonderful person. He wore many hats during his career, more than 70 years in the music business, but he was a drummer and percussionist. He was an artist manager, a composer, arranger, and conductor. And back in the mid-40s, he was the backup drummer for the Buddy Rich Band, and he also played drums for Josephine Baker, Patti Page, and Frankie Lane, among others. And he was the manager and creative director and conductor for Heinz, Heinz, and Dad. Some of you will remember that group. And he was also the entertainment director for the New York Yankees. And he was really so proud of founding the Diva Jazz Orchestra, which was led by drummer Sherry Maracle. She's been the leader since the band's inception in 1992. And Sherry wanted to honor Stanley Kaye for having, as she put it, a diva vision 25 years ago. And she said of Stanley, "You've made a lot of musical dreams come true." So she asked the members of the band to contribute original compositions for this project. And in case you don't know out there, Diva is an all-female jazz orchestra, and they performed with a lot of wonderful people. Dee Dee Bridgewater has sung with the band, Marlena Shaw, Joe Williams, and the late Nancy Wilson, among others. Actually, I had the privilege of hosting a concert that they did with Nancy Wilson here in New Jersey, and that was a fabulous show, one of my fondest memories of hearing Nancy sing. And she just raved about the Diva Jazz Orchestra. She loved singing with the band. So we're going to hear a piece called Middle Ground. This is one that was written by Janelle Reichman. She's a saxophonist in the band, but she also plays clarinet. She's featured on this one. And she arranged this along with bassist Noriko Ueda. This is Middle Ground from the Diva Jazz Orchestra.
Delicious. So this year was my first year of being at the station every day. I met a lot of wonderful artists. A lot of wonderful artists came through and played here at the station. One of them was Alfredo Rodriguez, who had an outstanding album out this year called The Little Dream. Alfredo playing with his longtime friend Michael Oliveira on drums, and his bassist, Munir Hassan, who's from Brazil, came in wearing a kilt with a big bag of Zarro's popcorn. Thus, I called him Popcorn for the entire session, playing a five-string bass. He gets the vibrato from it. But they did a wonderful album, but the selection that we're going to play is a selection they did during our session on Afternoon Jazz, and it was like it was on loudspeaker for the whole entire building. There was a certain kind of energy, a different kind of vibe going through Park Place on that particular day when Alfredo Rodriguez came in and did this version of Thriller.
Sessions. It's one of the reasons people gravitate to WBGO in the first place, and there's evidence of some of the great music that happens in the moment right here at 88.3 FM and around the world at WBGO.org. They have traveled around the world together, although their first meeting was over five decades ago. I hosted a show in Cleveland, Ohio during his Three Quartets era. Speaking of Chick Corea, on the road at that time with Eddie Gomez and Michael Brecker, and the rhythms of drummer Stephen Gadd. They've been meaning to get together since those first days of Return to Forever that really didn't allow for Stephen to go out on the road because he was a top-flight session musician at the same time and was worried that, you know, if he went out and committed himself to this, that he'd lose all this session work. So that kind of thing never came to fruition. But here we are as one of the top recordings of the year. It's actually a double set, and it's called Chinese Butterfly. Stephen Gadd and Chick Corea together with some of their good friends, including Leonel Weke and Steve Wilson, who's been in various Chick Corea assemblages for quite some time. Even Philip Bailey comes to sing on one of the tracks. Lucito Quintero on percussion, and Carlitos de Puerto also on the acoustic and electric bass. And I thought we would give you a taste of the title track here today. And this is Chinese Butterfly, Chick Corea and Stephen Gadd Band.
That's a great recording, a lot of variety on that album. Well, you know, the theme of our recent on-air fun drives has been feeling good with WBGO. Well, this is a feel-good recording, Attitude Manouche, by the Django Festival All-Stars. And all of the recordings by this band communicate that feeling of joie de vivre. You know, each member of the ensemble loves to swing, and they express all the joys and emotions of life through their music. And translating from the French, Attitude Manouche means gypsy attitude. And the great gypsy guitarist Django Reinhardt is the inspiration behind the Django Festival All-Stars. The music that Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli created back, you know, back in the 1930s with the quintet of the Hot Club of France really lives on and continues to evolve through this group. Now, these musicians came together with the founding of the Django Reinhardt New York Festival by producer and conductor Ettore Strada, who worked with Stefan Grappelli, and Strada's wife and business partner, Pat Phillips Strada. Ettore passed away in 2015, but Pat continues the tradition they started in the year 2000 with the Django Reinhardt New York Festival. So each member of the Django Festival All-Stars really has their own unique musical voice and personality. And you certainly know that, Gary, because they were recently guests on your show.
I was in awe being in the same room as Ludwig Behr took on the accordion, like you might imagine Charlie Parker or Sonny Rollins taking on a solo of the same type. Mm-hmm. Blew me away.
Yeah, all of their music is great. And as I said, it gives you that feeling of just feeling good, feeling happy. And a lot of great tunes on this album. But, you know, when I have a challenge picking out what tune I want to hear, I said, well, let's just go with the first tune. And this just gives you a hint of the kind of music that you're going to hear. This is the title track, Attitude Manouche.
Rhonda, you caused me to call my first audible talking about feel good, feeling good. Great album this year, produced by somebody you know, produced by Michael Carvin. An album by a great drummer, Henry Conaway III, with Pride for Dignity. Another artist that I met this year, he was playing with Jasmia Horn up at Newport. And don't you know, he shows up here at the station a few days later because his bassist, Kevin Smith, is a good friend of our Nicole Sweeney. And I'm standing in the studio, and here come these two guys walking up with Nicole, and I see Henry. We make eye contact right away. The first thing we did was point at each other and say simultaneously, Newport, absolutely. So, you know, had great conversation with them in Newport, great conversation here, and Henry's telling me about his new CD with Pride for Dignity. I said, well, you got to get one in my hands as fast as possible. He did the next day. Kenny Banks is their pianist. The CD is with Pride for Dignity, produced by Michael Carvin. But my favorite cut, the one that caught my eye right away, The Feel Goods.
Connolly's a bad dude, isn't he?
And he's a very nice person.
Yeah, he's a young gentleman.
Sweetheart, exactly.
And just if I might mention, this is just one of three recordings that Michael Carvin has produced that have come out this year, featuring his students, Henry Conaway, and then there's one by Chris Beck called The Journey, mm-hmm. and also the new one from Matt Cain, The Other Side of the Story.
Those last two were both Radar features as well, so you had a chance to hear them and see them as well.
I want to hear Chris Beck sing a little bit more, because he did a vocal that he dedicated to his late son on that CD, and I just like to hear him sing a little bit more.
These drummers that can sing, man. How about Jamison Ross?
Shades of Grady Tate.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, you know, a guy who has depicted and raised the roof beams, if you will, especially when it comes to New York City and to, pictures of Ellington in a big way, Wayne Shorter, too, also Harlem, and also took us with the Afro-Cuban Orchestra, all out of the Manhattan School of Music, is one Bobby Sanabria. So whenever he takes on a project, be it a small project with his quartet or something with the Multiverse Big Band, where he reinvents and reimagines music, like I said, of Wayne Shorter and Duke Ellington and even Harold Arlen and others, you pay attention. And this time around, paying attention to the Jets and the Sharks, and it doesn't get any more New York, New York than when you're talking about West Side Story. And Bobby Sanabria and his Multiverse Big Band, they call this record West Side Story Reimagined. And it's fascinating. Part of the proceeds are actually going to Puerto Rico from hurricane damage and things, some things to offset that and bring things back. So the Jets and the Sharks coming together this morning. And it's all part of, I think, what we wish we were right here in America. Jeff Lederer arranges.
Bobby Sanabria, that album really came out in a very timely manner celebrating the Leonard Bernstein centennial. Well, looking at the liner notes of this next album, you'll see the definition of three words. Passion, which is defined as overwhelming emotion, intense dedication, reverence, respectful devotion, humility, and the third word, transcendence, meaning to travel through and beyond, or a spiritual journey. And those statements all refer to McCoy Tyner, one of the greatest and most influential of jazz pianists, and definitely an influence on pianist Benito Gonzalez, who fell in love with McCoy's artistry before he even knew who McCoy Tyner was. He tells the story of how a number of years ago, a friend gave him a tape featuring a lot of different jazz pianists. And there was one solo track on that tape that really stood out for Benito. He said it touched his very core, and he later found out it was a performance by McCoy Tyner. And McCoy's influence really extends beyond just pianists. He has always been a piano player who plays with a very percussive style. And drummer Jerry Gibbs said that as a young teenager, McCoy Tyner was his biggest influence. Jerry said he started his first McCoy Tyner cover band when he was just 13 years old, and his oldest friend, bassist Essiet Okan Essiet, was in that band. And now all these years later, Jerry, Essiet, and Benito have brought us this beautiful recording that captures the passion, reverence, and transcendence of the music of McCoy Tyner. We'll listen to Fly with the Wind.
Radom Schwartz is another who came to WBGO this year promoting his new CD, Two Sides of the Organ Combo. And it's literally two different groups that play on this CD, which has a smooth side and a groove side. Well, he brought his smooth side personnel with him on this particular day. And we had a great conversation about basketball because it seems like everybody in the group was some kind of NBA fan. Radom, of course, a fan of his New York Knicks. Mike Lee, the tenor saxophonist, whose son plays with Jazz House Kids, by the way. He's a big Cleveland Cavaliers fan. The drummer, Andrew Atkinson, Miami, we keep him over there. And then there was the vibraphonist, Brian Carrot, who, like Radom, big fan of the New York Knicks. Bottom line, you learned a lot about the history of the Hammond B3. You learned a lot about organ rooms, as they used to call them here in Newark so many years ago, and there aren't many places that Radom hasn't played in Newark, or for that matter, elsewhere. But Two Sides of the Organ Combo, great album from the smooth side where we had the personnel, where we had the great conversations on that particular day they came to WBGO. Child of Motown that I am, immediately I see my guy, the Smokey Robinson classic made famous by Mary Wells, redone on Two Sides of the Organ Combo by Radom Schwartz.
You know what was great about this year too, Rhonda, as you know and you do too, Bill, is the fact that, you know, through the Resonance record label and so many other labels, we're seeing classic recordings
yes.
coming out for the very first time. And Rhonda, you picked one that's just a whiz bang-o of a winner.
Yeah, well, thanks for mentioning that, Gary, because I did want to get a chance to get this in. We talked a little earlier about the Django Festival All-Stars communicating that feeling of joie de vivre. And when you talk about Errol Garner, he was really a master of that. Every time he sat down at the piano, you got the sense that he couldn't wait to play. You know, he loved to make music, and you never knew where he was going to take you. You know, with his introductions. And sometimes I don't think he knew either. He just let the spirit move him. And he would just start playing, and each performance was unique. He never played a song the same way twice. There was a quote from him saying, I start as a kind of stranger to my audience and end up a very familiar friend. That is the way I like to play jazz. So it was a thrill to get this previously unreleased material from Errol Garner. It's an album called Night Concert. It was recorded in Amsterdam in November of 1964. And I was going to give you a little background, but for the sake of time, we're just going to get right into this piece. And remember that show, Name That Tune?
Yes.
And people would say, I can name that tune in five notes
sure.
or three notes. Well, with this song, you probably couldn't name it in 100 notes from the introduction that Errol Garner plays. So I'm not going to say what song it is. Let's see who can guess it first. That was My Funny Valentine, Errol Garner, once again from the album Night Concert. And, you know, every year when we have these round tables talking about some of the best music. There's a lot of stuff that we can't get to because there was so much wonderful music. Do you have any other songs in particular that you wanted to add?
I had to talk about Brian Charette, who came in again for a studio session here, his great album, Groovin' with Big G. And he brought Big G with him. The great, the legendary George Coleman. Also had George Coleman Jr. and Vic Juris. Senior, we hit it off immediately, and there's a kinship there, a friendship there. There's mutual admiration there. And being in the room with him for that session was spectacular. Brian was great, as was Vic, and George Coleman Jr., who's graced us before at Gateway. But when you hear this quartet on Tenor Madness, the Sonny Rollins composition, well, it's just a great experience.
It's interesting that you picked Tenor Madness. Well, it's great that you picked a couple of fabulous organ players, because Newark, since its inception, has always been kind of an organ town. And organ people like Radam Schwartz can tell you stories about, you know, walls sweating from Smalls in Harlem to LC's in East Orange. And the same with Brian Charette. Tenor Madness. I just finished Dexter Gordon, the book about Dexter Gordon that his wife Maxine wrote, and she said, you know, Dexter's favorite tune to get up on stage and just play was Sonny Rollins' Tenor Madness. So it fits. You know, some of these tunes are just timeless. And some of these tunes from these recordings require and demand that you take the time to look over your shoulder and look back, and at the same time, pushing the music forward. And that was the case with the new recording by Stefan Harris and his group Blackout. Recording is called Sonic Creed, and his creed as an educator and as a performer is to look back and honor the forefathers of our music, and like Art Blakey. He said he was in a symposium once and they were talking about all these people and he never heard the word Art Blakey. And so he thought, well, something's wrong here. So the opening track on his new recording is actually a tune written by Bobby Timmons. The lyrics were Oscar Brown Jr., but he was thinking of the performance done by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Stefan Harris, something for the next year to give us hope, I think, for this music.
That dare.
To be celebrated right here. This here is WBGO, and that there is Stefan Harris.